Just a few halachot from Hakam Avadia in Sefer Halichot Onam, Chelek Aleph, starting on Daf Lamed Bet. He writes, "Hakam mitato baboker." Person wakes up in the morning. Mutalo lagat b'malbushav kodem nitilat yadayim shacharit. It is permissible for him to touch his clothes before he actually makes nitilat yadayim. V'lachem mutal l'bosh begadav kodem nitilat yadayim shacharit. He could actually get dressed. Some people, they get up to put on their socks in the morning or something like that. So even before you made nitilat yadayim, there is no problem. It should be noted that the Ben Ish Chai did write in Parashat Toledot Halacha Vav that yitod yadav kodem shiyigav b'mabushav klal. ולכן הלובשים הנפניות ברגליהם קודם את ידיים מחמת הקור לא יפה עושים וצריך להזינם על זה. The Ben Ish Chai was against it. Ben Ish Chai said it's not good really to get dressed before נתת ידיים. So the Hakam has different סניפים to make that the Tum'ah today is not as strong as it was in the old days, different other reasons, and therefore he says that from the strict law, a person can't touch his clothes before the tachadami gets dressed. He does right. Then he writes clearly that this is only talking about if he went to sleep before Hatzot, before halachic midnight, because some say that the ikar tuma comes when a person sleeps through midnight. However, a person goes to sleep after halachic midnight, then the rabbi writes, "If olech lishon achar chatzot alo yesh lakir bazeh b'fshitut." Then for sure you have no issues with most begadim kodim b'tach yadayim shacharit. There's another difference when we talk about going to sleep either before chatzot laila or after chatzot laila. Mi shalach lishon achar chatzot alayla. A guy, let's say, went to sleep after halachic midnight. V'yashen shinat kev al mitato. He went to regular sleep. כשקם משנתו צריך ליטול ידיו נטילת ידיים שחרית וברך על נטילת ידיים. Of course, he has to make a ברכה על נטילת ידיים. But the question is like this: let's say a person is planning on staying up all night, but he wants to go to sleep a little, so he goes to sleep before Chatzot and he wakes up before Chatzot. Example: let's say he goes to sleep at 9 o'clock and he wakes up at 11:30. Okay, and of course, assuming that 11:30 is before Chatzot. Now the question is like this: does he have to make nitilat yadayim when he wakes up with a berakah? So the Hakam writes to me, "If he went to sleep before the alarm, came to shenato kodem chatzot alayla, yitol yadam belo beracha, nitilat yadayim belo beracha." Even though the Ben Ish Chai writes that even if a person went to sleep before chatzot and woke up after chatzot, he can and he should make a beracha, the Hakam writes that really, if he does make the beracha, yesh lo amal smoch. But the rabbi's opinion himself is not to make a berakah. So let's just review the two halakhot that we discussed today. Halakha number one is when a person wakes up in the morning, technically he can get dressed before he makes it to that shadayim. There's no issue of touching his clothes and worrying about the tum'ah that's going to transfer to the clothes. Of course, a mahmid tavo ala berakah, like the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai. And of course, if a person sleeps after Chatzot, then already he can be certainly lenient to get dressed before he makes Tzidat Yadayim. Secondly, we said that if a person goes to sleep after Chatzot, so the halakha says he still has to make the Tzidat Yadayim with the beracha when he wakes up in the morning. However, if he sleeps before Chatzot and wakes up before Chatzot, then he plans on staying up for the rest of the night, so he should make the Tzidat Yadayim, but he does not make a beracha. But the Lefi Shitat Ben Ish Chai can make a beracha. So the Hakam says that there's both opinions of valid, but the Hakam's opinion himself is not to make a beracha and touch yadayim when a person wakes up before Chatzot.